Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, producer Ryan here. We had some technical hiccups trying to record this episode, so apologies in advance for the poor audio, but it's still a fun show, and hope you enjoy.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Holy shit, the pandemic ruined you guys. Some people had just yelled out, let's try it again. If you don't know it, don't try. Second live audience show of Doug Loves Movies since we returned to somewhat normalcy.
Still got it.
Contagious. It's Saturday, July 31st, 2021. I bet you're excited to hear these words again. Doug Bugs! Yeah, we got a great show today. Let's talk about what's coming up. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies and a stand-up show next Saturday and Sunday in San Antonio at the LOL Comedy Club. Yeah, there's at least a two LOL minimum in their club. And a super fun thing, the stand-up show on Sunday, everyone with a picture ID that matches their face and says your name is Doug, gets in for free. Yeah, so that's two or three people at most. Maybe zero, we'll see. We'll let you know how that happens, how that goes. Yo, yo. That poses a question to me, and now because we can pretend that game now. Yeah, let's do that. Saturday, August 14th, Doug Loves Movies comes to the Punchline Sacramento at 4:20. And of course, all of my dates and deeds and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. It feels like, as a group, you decided to swap out two of those and do them in a different order, at least from how I remember it. I don't know. But is there anything the sound team could do about, is it just me, you think, or do you think it sounds hollow and echoey to everything else? That's what I thought. I've been doing this for a while. I'm like, one super stone guy right there. It's good! Sounds like in my head, but I think. Yeah, so I don't know if it's all these other microphones or I don't know what it is, but maybe I need to speak more quietly. I'm trying to add a phone on this. I'm trying to whisper the whole time. The truth is, my guest today, are you ready? Still is terrible. I'm wondering if maybe somebody here's got an idea. Well, maybe you can swap out Doug's microphone with one of those other ones. It's a little better, so you have to do the lion's share of the talking. When I say lion's share, that means the lions are going to eat everything, right? Yeah, fun. Well, there's plenty of room in here, but everybody's really crowding in together. I mean, I guess we don't have to use space in that thing anymore. Although I want to. You guys have been to Angular Seafood Grotto? Holy shit, that place rocks. My parents, you know, I go to my parents when I was a kid, and I just thought I grew up, you know, that was, you know, like a kid. I still like feeding ducks. Today in the prize bag, I'm excited to sell you, is a lot of shit. The bag itself is from a company called Lululemon. Right? We got some oohs and ahs over there. It's fancy. It's a plain black bag. It's a beer. Still Lululemon. Bless you over there. The sneezer. Not a sneezer, but I took care of it. Inside that bag is a robe that says I'm a sexy motherfucker or something like that on it. Because it's from wearing that Ryan Reynolds Sam Jackson my hitman's bodyguard's wife. And then so that's on the back, the tramp stamp on the back of the robe is the name of the movie. And then a beach towel from the Grey's Anatomy television program. Yeah, a little figurine from a movie called Hollow Weed Man. very unpleasant to look at and disturbing. For fun, I'd hide it in places around the apartment, my girlfriend in front of me. She was cool about it, but we still didn't really do it. And there's still no reason for it. I still got that Benny doll that it kills too, so I'm just, you know, one killing doll at home, so I don't need them teaming up. What else is in there? Oh, some Garbanzo coffee. And that's a good coffee, I guess. These are all top of the line items that I just don't have any use for. And they're all in that bag. And then the piece of resistance right here next to me is a portrait from a company called Paint Your Life. It's a picture that I took at Comic-Con one year, turned into a painting. And I thought, since we are 1 week off of Comic-Con, and I usually do this show here during Comic-Con, now today, instead of doing a massive holiday game, so thank you for being bothering. The town is fucked. And, I mean, there's going to be people scrolling in through this entire show. I mean, some people might just get here when we're wrapping up. But anyway, this painting's amazing, and I love being here during Comic-Con doing this show, so hopefully that'll happen next year. And I'm going to show you the painting when it's over, I guess. So so let's get it out of here. What do you say? Thank you for doing whatever you did to the sound, because it feels like it's better. My guests today are Gordon Downs, Taylor Rizzo, and Nick Boo! Meet them alphabetically and individually. Starting with our friend on the end, first time guest of the show, San Diego comedy phenom, Gordon Downs, everybody. I went to, yeah, we can't get these mics anywhere near each other. Could be an issue. Because I don't know where we're going to go. So I'll go sit in the green room. Nick, get behind the eagle. All right, here we go. Who am I talking to? Gordon. Yes. How's it going, dude?
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. You've done a lot of time here at the ACC, standing in front of Eddie the Eagle, telling your jokes. And it's a sweet club, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, this has been my home club ever since the pandemic happened. So God bless the ACC and the staff here. Give a round of applause, goddammit. Yeah.
You know what?
We actually did sidewalk shows during the pandemic, so it was pretty bad. And a couple of homeless guys did suck each other's dick during one of my sets, oddly enough. So, that'll be the big finale. I'll blow one of the waitresses at the end of the show.
That was totally out of line.
Yeah, that's all. Who wants to be on the record? Don't say that sort of thing. Also,
why would we ever say like sucking dicks and stuff like that?
I don't know, because who is that hurting?
Well, the fact that you would technically be sucking the hypothetical dick of this comedy club, I think it's okay.
Alright. I think this club has a problematic dick, though. Right?
I mean, I'm sure you can take down a lion's share of it.
I feel like I said something in my stand-up last night and then you brought it back. That feels like that's how long ago I said that. And I'm gonna take care of my raging cottonmouth while you applaud for the man who dabbed me out. It is Mr. Taylor Rizzo, everybody.
Over the house. care a lot more about weed than whatever you said.
Jesus Christ, I thought we were friends. What the fuck happened?
No, we just met. You guys are unfortunate.
Okay.
The two of you sounded like the ritual first to be stoned. So we're almost at done along for this show. Getting out of the way early. Taylor is a co-host on the Patreon exclusive Getting Done with High. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
happy
up.
Thank you very much.
Also seems fun.
Yeah, come on by. And Taylor is our dad master. He's really been my oh, what's that word? Like from Karate Kid. Sensei.
we say things at the same time. Yeah, he's my sensei, and when it comes to dabbing, and I think I'm pretty good at it. People are impressed when you dab and not cough, but really all it takes is just, do it a few times.
Years of practice.
Do it a few years.
Yeah. But thanks for coming down from LA to join us here today. And, good luck during the movie trivia portion of the show.
It's going to be rough.
I always like to, make sure everybody knows that you're working with a handicap, which is, he is the dab master.
Yeah, my memory recall is not great.
No, it's not that your recall is not great, it's just you've never been a movie trivia nerd per se. You know a lot about the video games and shit, I'm sure.
Roller coasters.
He knows everything on roller coasters. If you're having trouble sleeping, call Taylor and ask him about roller coasters. Alright, here we go. Also joining us today, headlining the ACC all weekend long. It's Nick Thune! Movie star Nick Thune. Indie movie star.
Indie.
I mean, Knocked Up is not indie, but Mr. Roosevelt and David A. Mays and this other one, I'm forgetting, right?
No.
It's hard. Both of those are great, so maybe stop there, is that what you're saying?
No, well, I'm in the Marvel Universe, which I'm surprised you're not talking about.
When did you... Well, how did I miss it?
Well, I'm in Venom, and I'm playing this guy that my character's name is Beardo at the bar. And, initially, they said, this is something we can see kind of carrying out of maybe three or four movies. And then they just kind of cut it down to this one scene where I'm thinking about making out with Tom Hardy the whole time.
I think the last time you were on, I might have asked you about Beardo, because that is hilarious. And
it was going to be Steve, that they were just going to name me Steve, and I said it as a joke. And then they sent
the same conversation we had the last time you were on this show.
Yeah, I'm glad I could do it again.
You were in more of a McCartney phase, now you're shifting into John Lennon a little bit.
Yeah.
A little of both, right? Paul McCartney's barefoot on Abbey Road. Mm-hmm. You're going with that look today. Well, which is the first I've seen post-COVID.
First look like this?
First, just someone with their feet out in a public setting. It's interesting.
Why don't I cover one-fourth of them?
Yeah, well that's the thing, is you already just have those crazy sandal shoes. Are those, who made those? Who are you wearing?
Shoe cam!
These were made actually for my character Beardo at the bar. They thought he was going to be like a total Hirachi guy.
I'm glad you have those flip flops on because you might step on Pop Top.
Alright, a lot of Jimmy Buffett fans are also have been taken by COVID.
references aren't going to fly anymore. People love Margaritaville just because they love margaritas. They have no idea.
But they're the city.
See, Margaritaville, they just sit there drinking their margaritas going, wow, they have the same vocalist for every song they play here.
And they drink out of plastic bottles. All right, let's see what's on here. So much to do.
They're, like,
so
much they're always like, who's this lady on Oprah magazine? I love the magazine Oprah, but it's the same model.
Yeah, is it like a magazine with all the regular features, but Oprah wrote all of it, like a crossword puzzle?
Yeah.
I have no other examples of things in a magazine. Fashion police. Does she do fashion police?
The stars are just like us, though.
Yeah. That sounds so Oprah. All right. We've introduced everybody, and I've been doing this during the last year or so, and I think it's still important to do. I'd like to ask each of you to recommend one movie for people to go see, for or watch at home, or whatever, you know. Could be in any format. Just, you know, recommend something you think is good, or that everybody would like. Who wants to go first?
Rumblefish, Francis Ford Coppola. Thank you. Four people know what I'm talking about. Soundtrack by Stuart Copeland from The Police.
You have to wait to be called on.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, Doug.
Gordon.
I didn't want your open mic sidekick to fucking slam me down again, so.
Not the first time I've been called that.
Tonight.
That's my pen name.
All right, be nice. Okay. Rumblefish is Gordon's answer. I think we've talked about it enough. Tired Rumblefish. Why isn't that like a chain like Forrest Gump? And can't think of another movie-based food chain. Okay, Gordon goes Rumblefish. What do you say, Nick? What say you?
You know, I if you guys can turn the mic down as low as possible for me, I'd appreciate that. I saw this movie called The Marksman with Liam Neeson, and it's a horrible, people are saying horrible things about it, but I, myself, enjoyed every part of it, the side stories, the are they in a date or are they not, and who dies, and you know, it's basically just Liam Neeson, and there's some other, I think everyone else is a background actor. And I would suggest it just to, like, if you want to see what cinema's like today.
The Marksman is what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I enjoy something of a Liam Neeson completist, but he's really trying my patience with only making movies that take place in cold weather and snow and ice. And I don't know why he loves it so much.
You're going to love this new one. It's all about the border and immigration.
So it's all hot weather the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy, he's really...
I don't think he puts on... He's not wearing
clothes. He does it all.
The whole movie.
He does it all.
And by that, I mean the marine layer. He is shirtless that whole movie.
I love it. I love him so much, but maybe not shirtless. All right, Taylor, you've had a second. These are great suggestions, Rumblefish and The Marksman.
I mean, I have a go-to movie that I always suggest, which is Sound of My Voice.
Did you suggest it the last time you were on the show?
I don't think you did suggestions the last time you were on the show.
Perfect.
But I did give away a DVD. Of that movie, yeah.
Holy shit.
I love that fucking movie, and it doesn't get enough credit.
Apparently. You're really... Really into it. It comes up every time somebody asks you about movies.
Almost as into it as he is this comedy club, but we don't need to say what you want to do to it.
Sound of My Voice. Got it. Those are the three recommendations. And now, I would like to show everybody the painting that someone is going to go home with.
Yes.
today.
One guy is super excited.
This is going to blow your minds. Oh, you know what? Just to keep it safe, I put some really strong tape on here. And then, you know, of course, I do stuff like that. It's a nice little surprise for me later. When the last thing I need is a piece of tape on here. All right, here we go. Oh yeah, this is all about presentation. People are oohing already.
What if it's the Mona Lisa?
This company, you send them any picture and they turn it into a painting. And yeah, so that would be funny to take a picture of the Mona Lisa. Because the artists put a little bit of their own, you know, zhuzh on it, and then they say, do you want the artist to sign it? And I was like, hell yeah, I want the artist to sign it. And so this is the result. This show had a round card girl she could walk through holding this up, but that's sexist. Don't do that kind of thing. But look at that fucking painting. So yeah, the story is that I was at Comic-Con one year and I saw this little Joker baby. I saw this little Joker baby crying. The artist made the baby less sad, if you can believe it. In my version, you know, that picture of the babies. And also, he did a little nice work with the, he kind of like gave the hair a little style. He like kind of styled the hair. It was a little more wild, if I recall. But the thumbs up to Paint Your Life, paintyourlifeart.com if you want to. Any picture you send them, they'll do this too. I mean, you could do a sincere thing, but gag things are just, the mind reels at the fucked up pictures that you can have made into art and framed and then just give to a person. You know, your friend's least favorite picture of themselves. but anyway, so somebody's gonna get that. And I also have somebody else for three lucky winners, but I'll talk about that a little bit later on. And right now, it's time to play some games. After this break, we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! And we're going to start with a game that I love to play when I get everybody together in person. And it's called Live, Die, Repeat. I will slowly say out loud the title of an actual existing motion picture. The first person on stage to repeat back that title from beginning to end in its entirety and correctly wins. You can try as often as you like. Here goes. Everybody understands the rules?
I can just start to jump out, like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
As soon as you think you know what it is, just go ahead and try to say it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Everybody. So just on stage. Those magnificent men in their flying machines.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines?
Hang on, there's more.
This is the only one I can win.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris.
What's the first part?
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris in 25 hours, 11 minutes.
How I flew from London to Paris in
those magnificent men,
11 hours and 25
hours. And their flying machines.
20. Is that how you read normally?
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris in 25 hours, 11 minutes.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines, or how I flew from London to Paris in...
Those magnificent...
Those magnificent men with their flying machines are on how I flew to Paris in 25 hours, 11 minutes.
You missed the London part.
I feel like I did it. I feel like I got it. Thank you.
I kind of want to give it to him, even though I think he cheated.
Nailed that.
All right. You won that one, Gordon.
Thank you. That's all right. That's how you do it.
So close.
I'm in my element.
What, Nick?
That was a movie? Oh, man, I gotta read that.
So that game is always the dumbest, longest titles I can find. And I might have even done that one before, because that is not a good title. That is a long-ass title. But this next game's a lot easier or harder, depending on what you thought that last thing was. Sorry. And that game is called ABCD's Nuts! It's a spelling game. It's a confusing game when you first hear about it, but I'll try to walk you through it. I am going to give each of you one at a time, starting with Gordon, because he won that game. It's going to go Gordon, then Nick, then Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a letter. You name a movie that begins with that letter. If it matches the movie I wrote down ahead of time, you win the game. But if it's any movie, you stay in the game. And that's the most important thing, because it's difficult to match. But a theme will emerge, I hope. I mean, there's a theme. Whether you figure it out or not, that's up to you. Next 2 weeks from now, I'll be at the Punchline in Sacramento on August 14th at 4:20. So, let's spell Sacramento. So the first letter of Sacramento is S. Gordon, give me any movie that begins with the letter S. Get us started.
Soldier of Fortune?
Sure.
Thank you, I did it! I'm still in it, baby!
Is that a movie or a magazine?
That's definitely a movie based on the magazine.
Oh, okay. My favorite part of that movie was the letters section. And the crossword.
It was based on Stripes. There's another S movie that's based on Soldier Fortune.
Well, holy shit, dude. This is kind of wild what I wrote down.
Did I nail it?
No, but... But you did come, you're in a range, because I
yes!
This sounds like a war movie to me. I put down Sergeant Murphy.
Oh, shit.
Sergeant Murphy, yeah. I didn't know they served sizzling fajitas here. A sizzling sound coming out of here.
It's actually my shoes.
Oh! A is the next letter, man. In any movie, it begins with A. Or if you think, that, you know, you could think of a theme based on just the answer, Sergeant Murphy.
I'm gonna go with Anaconda.
I love that.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah. Don't want none. I was just talking recently to somebody about how, you know, when I do shows, events in movie interruptions where we sit in the audience with microphones and talk, you know, make jokes about the movie, Anaconda, you can't beat it for a fun movie to, you know, so even with your friends, if you're sitting around, you know, for a movie to watch and laugh at, that movie is hilarious. If you're having fun with it, if you're just watching it by yourself, I don't know how enjoyable that would be. Does anybody here watch Bad Things on purpose, like, while you were alone? Like, I get it, yes. With a group.
The Marksman. You think I was fucking waiting
right.
for that movie to come out?
All right. Touche. I lost my lid. If this was the 70s, I'd go after it. Because the lid would be so druggy. I went with Around the World in 80 Days. Yeah, the one from 2004.
And you're sure you're going to go with Anaconda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking right at it. C is the next letter for Taylor.
Captain America Winter Soldier?
I feel like you're always trying to say that whenever you can. It's a little go-to answer for you. Oh, no, actually, though, you got kind of a soldier. We had Sergeant, Around the World in 80 Days. This time I wrote down Cowboy from Brooklyn. Yeah, that's a real movie. The next letter, Gordon. You ready, Gordon? R.
R?
Yeah, we're spelling Sacramento. I'll be at the punchline August 14th. 420.
R.
R. Any movie that begins with R.
Ready for Nothing.
Ready for Nothing.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, I think if I had to guess, it starred...
Joe Isuzu.
Oh, David Leisure?
That's right, sir.
Nice pull. I wrote down Red Sonja.
Oh, shit. Do you know why I brought up David Leisure? He also went to Grossmont Community College.
Oh, there you go.
Driven to the house.
So many amazing people. I saw that when I wasn't loitering or trespassing at Grossmont High School today, I saw that in the middle of the school they have a Grossmont High School Museum. And then it has these weird hours, like it's going to be open on 2 days in the next couple of months. And I just dying to know what's in the Grossmont High School Museum. I said Red Sonja. A is the next letter to Nick.
See, that's what I was trying to figure out.
What did you say Anaconda again? And that's I've written it this time.
Well, I don't know how to spell Sacramento, so I had an E prepared as well.
Sacramento.
So I'm
a movie?
I don't know. Is it?
I, you know, just for the sake of keeping you in the game, I love the movie Android. I mean, it's just as real to me as what I wrote down, because I wrote down an angel from Texas. Whatever that means. M is the next letter for Taylor.
You said M, right?
I said M as in Sacramento.
I'm going to go with my big fat Greek wedding.
Good one.
Someone saved your actor as Android.
I wrote down a movie called Million Dollar Baby. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Guess
is
what? Guess what though? Here's a twist. Not the Eastwood Swank Freeman joint. It's not that one. It's, there's another Million Dollar Baby. Yeah, everyone's probably struggling with this theme. I'm excited about the nice reveal at the end. E is the next letter, Gordon.
Now that I figured out we're spelling Sacramento, I've had a time to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say East of Eden, James Dean. I don't know why I said James Dean.
Yeah, some people like to show off with that piece of information a lot of us might not know. But yeah, that's an E movie. And I went with a movie called Eraser.
Ooh, Lynch. I get it.
What's that?
David Lynch, right?
No, that's Eraserhead.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Those edibles are kicking in right now.
Yeah, they're saying Arnold.
Yeah, all right.
N is the next letter, Nick.
Nick, N.
I knew it was an N.
Nick.
Naked Gun.
Oh, that's nice.
I watched that recently.
You did?
Yeah.
Which one? There's a few.
The first one.
That's like, what's that? The first one is Naked Gun 33 and the third. I mean, there's a scene where he gets brutalized.
Yeah.
And it's so funny then and now.
It wasn't for like a 5-year gap, though.
Right, there was a little period there.
Yeah.
So really enjoyed that. I went with a movie called Night Unto Night. Yeah. Taylor, T. Taylor, T.
The Day After Tomorrow? Or is it just Day After Tomorrow?
People, it is the Day After Tomorrow, and also, but people like to, you know, get up in their ivory tower. using a movie with the for tea is kind of it's not cheating, you can do it, but that's why people were being weird about it.
Am I cheating then?
No, it's just, you know, half of the movies are game with the word the, so. Could have gone Titanic and everybody would have been fine. Or you could have said True Lies. That's what I wrote. And then, oh, I couldn't find anything that matched the theme for O. So, Gordon, if you just match, I just wrote down the first movie I thought of that begins with
then
O.
But there's an E at the end of the word.
What?
Sacramento.
Now that's only when there's more than one Sacramento's. Then the E is there. I'm going with just Sacramento, the singular city. Can't wait to visit. Oh, any movie begins with O.
Yes, I do have the movie that begins with O, and I think I found the thread that connects all the films you chose.
Well, I just said that this one does not fit the theme.
Okay! Thank you.
O. N-O.
That is prior to that.
It does. If it fits, then that's
I'm going to go with Over the Top, and then I'm going to say the thread is Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's an interesting guess.
Okay.
I don't think Stallone is in any of these movies.
He's in Over the Top.
Oh, right. He's in the one that you just mentioned.
That's right.
That is a fact. You really got me there.
I brought him into the equation.
Yeah.
He
American comedy.
Some people think he is an android, but that those are just movies. No, I kept being so obnoxious going, oh, because there's a movie that's just called O, so that's what I put. It's O starring Mekhi Phifer. So I think, apologies if that's not who's in that one. It is? Okay, good. Oh.
Like that's Sacramento, right?
Sacramento. Yep, no, nobody won that game. That one really fizzled out at the end.
The H at the end of that.
It was so exciting. It was, you know, here's the big reveal at the end. Forgot to say this. I forget a lot of times to say this part. The theme was, because nobody on stage is even remotely interested.
I tried.
You did?
I tried, Dad.
When?
Thank you. I said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, you guessed what the theme was.
I tried.
Do you want to guess, Taylor?
I have no idea.
What do you think it is, Nick?
No, I mean, the biggest through line is they're all movies.
Yeah.
Can I take one more stab at it?
Oh my God.
Can I take one more stab at it?
Sure, you're not gonna get it.
Is it the films of Terrence Malick?
None of these are Terrence
Malick. God damn it!
Trump, you got that.
I mean, he would have been the thin red line if there was Terrence Malick. All right. Or is it a blue line? I forget which train that was. Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations to no one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gordon gets to go first in our last and final game.
Oh, what was the thread?
I told you I forget to say. And then I told them to remind me, but then Gordon just started guessing again what it was. I'm ready to move on. No, it's movies that star governors of California.
I was right there the whole time.
Most of those movies were Ron Reagan movies. Slipped in a few Schwarzeneggers when Ronnie came up short. And I wish there was a B in Sacramento because that time for Bonzo would have been so fun to put in there. But
Schwarzenegger was governor of California briefly, so I feel like I got very close.
Yeah, he was one of the two people. Like, he figured out half of the theme and then doubled down on something that was neither, none of the theme. But I love your enthusiasm, and I appreciate you being here, and I'm very excited. I'm excited to ask you, Gordon, and everybody else on stage with me to help me in distributing to the audience. Everybody who wants one gets a package of cones from, we've got a couple different types, cones from OCB Rolling Papers. And I'll hand those out during the break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back! Yeah! Oh, that chant at the beginning, you guys did such a good job. I was cracking up when I think about Ted Danson was a fun ad, but I don't know if it was here or something. I don't know where it was, but sometimes one guy tried to add one foot, and I never understood what that was about. But it always makes me laugh when I think of it. In the audience singing, yeah, they're gonna yell that out every show. And sometimes people would, it would kind of caught on a little bit, but that's where shh came from. And silently someone tried to say butt fuck. Oh, we're back? Okay, so anyway. We're gonna play audience favorite, Last Person Standing. Alright, here's how this is gonna go. I hope it goes. I'm gonna get from the audience the suggestion of a name of an actress. This is a women-only game at this point. Might go back to everybody once somebody matches the name of the actress that I wrote down in my wallet. I wrote down a piece of paper and put in my
wallet!
What's it been now, like a year and a half ago? The first show back in Brea, California, nobody got the answer, or nobody matched the name in the wallet. So the prize money is still up for grabs, and I'm gonna add $20 every time nobody matches. See how crazy high it gets, or someone's just gonna win today, $120. Yeah, it's a match. And yeah, I'm good on beverage. Everybody good on beverage? Yeah. Let's pick some people to suggest a name. Who has a suggestion of an actress? And yeah, I hope you match. Let's go. Oh, you didn't get a poster or anything yet, right? And you're in the front row, so you made the effort to be close. What's your name? I said, what's your name? And she said, Kate Winslet.
That's insane.
I'm guessing that's also going to be her suggestion. Suggest her if you're in the front row of my show and got the opportunity to name somebody. You'd be like, I'm Kate Winslet, and I'm going with Kate Winslet.
Can you say it in a Pittsburgh accent? No.
What? I don't think she's from Pittsburgh.
The mayor of. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm not going to bring it up.
All right. So, what is your name? India. And, I don't know why he looked at Nick, like, what do you got on India? Here we go. Because team crowd work. No. So, India, thank you for coming and for suggesting. Kate Winslet. Let's look at the fellas. This is going to be a game where you take turns naming Kate Winslet movies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Until you run out. Not of the building. Of Kate Winslet movies. So...
Can I go first?
Wait, who did I say is going first?
You did.
Who won the first game? Gordon.
I feel like that was me.
Yeah. Yeah, so Gordon gets to go first because nobody won the second game.
So Gordon gets to say Titanic.
He's still the best.
Hey, I like art house films, all right, goddammit? Kate Winslet was in Cannonball Run, goddammit. Well, no, thank you, Nick. I am going to take that from the rest of the day is right now, and I'm going to say Kate Winslet, Titanic.
Hey, will you stop. No, we're going to do, that was a lovely attempt, but the game is not started yet. based on everybody's reaction and also the immediate removal of Titanic as an answer, I'm going to get another name.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Yes, that's how this works.
Screw you, India. Hey.
Somebody's gonna take that out of context.
Right? No.
Like a really fun meme.
Country of
India. Yeah, you're gonna get in so much trouble with India. Alright, people are waving like crazy. So, I've been working my way back from India. You're too India, Jason.
She had her opportunity. Oh, and Kate Winslet's not in my wallet, by the way. Well, let's move back to this gentleman right here, patiently holding his hand up very high. Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
Hang on, what is your name?
Here and
what's that? David. Okay, David. And where are you from? Right? Wasn't that wild? And you thought the next question was, what's the name? And I really got you to admit that you're from here. Okay. What neighborhood? Or area, I should say. I don't want to know your address or anything.
California.
East Village? Okay. I don't know what that means, but...
He's from El Cajon.
Oh, 10 blocks from here. So, like, it's like near Santee. All right, so... let me check this off real quick. I wrote down throw cones. Did it. Yeah, during the break, everybody in the audience got cones from OCD rolling papers. I'll try to keep bringing them to shows if I can, but you know, travel and whatnot could hold me up. Okay, so pardon me for delaying this. I did start to hear it, but let's say it now again. The actress you'd like to suggest? Kira Knightley. We've got a random Susan Sarandon floating around over here. Somebody clearly not getting what's happening. More fucked up than me. Welcome back. I'm installing for your return. So far, let me catch you up to speed. Guy in front row. Kira Knightley, Kate Winslet are the two. Everyone on stage could not be more upset about this. That was not the development they were hoping for. And so, of course, we have to go out into the crowd another time.
Oh, I love it.
God bless you, Doug.
I'm just trying to do what needs to be done. Second row, watch on your wrist, but yes, you.
Yeah.
What's your name? Melissa. How do you feel about the neighborhood that he lives in? It's what? It's not good, she says.
Wow. I mean, it's a hot day, so don't you shouldn't mind a little shade.
All right. What's your suggestion? Judy Dench. Are you all trying to murder? You're trying to murder their souls. Look at these men. What is that?
We went to you to help us.
Try to imagine the women that Taylor has seen in movies.
You think I know who Judy Dench is?
Judy Dench, right?
See what I'm saying? She's from London, right?
I call her that damn Judy Dench. I don't know why. I just like shaking my fist at the sky and just being like, Dench! Like she did something to me. And she seems like a perfectly nice woman. Losing her hearing a little bit, so she doesn't act as much as she used to. But, you know, if they make another Marigold Hotel movie, she is checking in. Was she and Dave made a maze?
No, I didn't meet any other. I didn't meet any other actors.
She could have been just in the maze somewhere.
Yeah, she could have.
Oh, Dave. All right. I love this. I'll search until the panel is satisfied. Satisfied as a group. The waving over here, is the building going to sink? Why are you... What is it so life and death? No, but the lady against the wall, that's a terrible way to describe you, but it happened. I can't take it back. What's your name? Amber? And what would you like to suggest for this? An easy one, guys. Jen Aniston.
God damn it.
Now, come on.
There you go. That's a soft
Jen one. For Aniston.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Still nobody matched.
No, I can do Jennifer Aniston, I think. I think I can do
right.
That.
Right, I think Jennifer Aniston.
We're doing all four, baby.
Yeah. So we got Aniston, Dench, Keira Knightley, and Kate Winslet. No Helen Mirren. That guy watches Calendar Girls with his finger on the pause button. That's the movie where you see Helen Mirren topless, Nick.
I thought that was just a gift.
That's Excalibur. It is Excalibur. It's a young Mirren.
Yeah, way younger.
Does this mic work?
I think it's broken. That's why you probably won't win today.
Yeah.
We gotta hear your answers.
Let's bump Nick up to Sonic Youth levels.
It's important. Nick. So I play along in this game, and who did I say we're starting with? Start with Gordon. So we'll go Gordon, Taylor, Nick, and Doug. And this is so exciting, I'm going to tell you who you guys are playing for. You picked people earlier, and you chose Raising Carizona. Who Gordon is playing for, and Taylor's playing for Basketball, and Nick is playing for Emily Miz, like in Le Miz. Emily Miz. Yeah. That was a smattering, if there ever was one. So those are the people that you are playing for, and those are the people that we are going to call on if you get stuck. Which you will, eventually. So each of you have a lifeline. You can go to Raising Carizona, or Basketball, or, oh, I can do it.
Emily Miz,
you helped me. All right, no more audience help from this point forward. Gordon, name a movie that any of those ladies is in.
Do I have to name four or just one?
Oh my God, Gordon. You just name one, and when it comes around to you and you can't name one, you can go to your lifeline once, but then after that, you will be eliminated.
Gotcha. Jennifer Aniston, Along Came Polly. What is?
This is such a nice audience. Yeah, you forgot to phrase it as a cue. Alright, Taylor.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Wow!
All my answers have question marks on hand.
That's a Keira Knightley movie.
It is?
He's pulling my leg. Alright. Nick.
Thanks, Doug. Titanic.
Good answer. Good answer.
You are on top of the world. Oh, that was good. It's so satisfying when that happens.
Everybody loves that.
It's just such a release when it's just out there and nobody's saying it. Okay, so I'm going to say for my movie, I like to try not to pick one because you guys, it's going to make it harder for you guys. I like to stay away from the really obvious ones. So I'm going to say We're the Millers. Gordon, you're up.
I'm going to take another Jennifer Aniston. I'm going to say Rockstar.
Yes!
I actually dented my Ford Ranger 97 when I went to go see that when it came out in the theaters.
You better tell us about what happened with each movie you mentioned. Because if you have that kind of memory, that's awesome.
It was a bad day.
That might have been a special one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Taylor?
Bend it like Beckham.
Yeah!
That's two in a row! Yeah. My personal
oh, man. What are you watching that nightly?
Oh, shit.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Nick Thune?
I'm just trying to place Keira Knightley in my head. She's really annoying, right? No? Is she the good one?
Wow, then some people think the opposite.
No? Is she not the annoying one?
She could be. I mean, she doesn't always necessarily play the most likable characters, but I think she's an excellent actress.
Okay.
And she's been in... Oh, you almost got me!
I'm going to say The Breakup.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Aniston. That's how you want to play. We're just going to do Jennifer Aniston all day. Might as well just say it because everyone's thinking it. Leprechaun.
I was not thinking that.
Come on in.
I'm going to do a twofer. Jen Aniston, Dame Judi Dench, Office Party. Oh, yeah!
Judi Dench is an Office Party?
That's right.
And that's also not what it's called. What time of year did that party take place?
It was 1986.
Oh,
that's my favorite time of year.
Oh, man, that was a wonderful season.
Yeah.
The season of 86, oh my God. It went by like 3 months.
It was 87, and I was like, what the fuck just happened?
What's the full title?
Office Party, Here Comes the Pro. One dude liked that, thank you, sir.
He liked it. You don't want to throw away your opportunity to win today with that particular error. So if you'd like to go to your lifeline, that person can either correct your incorrect answer or just give you a different movie so you can stay in the game.
I'm going to go to my lifeline of Kara right there.
Emily Miz? Raising Carizona? Okay. She says notes on a scandal. This lady sneezed, so I'm suspicious. I think signals are being thrown. Footballs are being overinflated. Would you like to go with notes on a scandal? Or of a, I think it's on a, right? Of a, on a, on.
Sure, yeah, I am.
Yeah, with Kate Blanchett. Judi Dench and Kate Blanchett. Yeah. okay, so, oh man, I could go with some queso. Taylor, you're up. Hey, Gordy, you have some time to think about what kind of office party they would throw in a motion picture. Or Taylor could steal it, I guess, he knows.
Is it Office Christmas Party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did fuck that up. Wow. God bless you guys for helping me. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Kara from Arizona. You left me out there to dry, goddammit. You and your two friends.
Did you think that 1986 was the answer?
No. That was...
Because he seemed surprised. He was like, oh... I thought I had, what?
I was missing one word from that, so I feel very confident in the state that I'm in mentally.
Yeah.
That I did know what movie. Jen Aniston was in that, goddammit.
Yeah, you're doing great, Gordon. There's no reason to take the Lord's name in vain. And let's continue on to... Nick Thune, were you just delaying the game? Is that what was happening?
No, because I'm just going to go straight to Emily back there.
Oh, okay, Emily Miz.
Oh. Horrible bosses.
That's your answer, Nick?
Yeah, that is.
Horrible bosses?
Horrible
the
bosses.
The only thing I can say to that is horrible bosses, too. Gordon!
Shit, again? What the fuck happened?
Yeah, it comes around fast. Coming in hot.
There's no way. What about Taylor? Did he say something?
Oh, yeah. He gave four answers.
Oh, shit, really?
I'm proud of myself already.
You should listen to the ones that are being taken, Gordon.
That's right. Jame Duty Janser. Here nightly. Okay, here we go. Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one.
I already said that one.
I thought that's the one Taylor said.
Okay, my bad. Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one.
She's not in all of them, and I'm not going to tell you which one she's in.
I feel like she is in the second one. She doesn't die until the fourth series, so...
Wait, hang on a second. Let's go to the impartial judge. Who's seen all of those Pirates movies? Okay, this in the front row. Is she in the second one? She is.
God bless you.
Hang on, Gordon. I'm not finished with this witness.
I apologize.
You can cross-examine. Never. I'm finished. She's just in it less, right? She's got smaller more in the second one? First three, she's in a lot. Then she bounces. Then she's in the fifth one or the sixth one? She does know this shit!
There's
yeah.
six of those?
Yeah, so she bounces around, Gordon, but you don't know the titles of any of those movies because they're all like the curse of some other thing. You know, On Stranger Tides is one of them. But, yeah, so moving on. Anything else that you want to say for any of those actresses?
Oh my God, Keira Knightley, Jennifer Aniston, or Dame Judi Dench.
Dench. And Winslet, don't forget Winslet.
Oh, Kate Winslet's still in there?
Yeah!
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, we haven't done shit for a while. We haven't done y'all mayor at all.
Sunshine of the Spot was mine.
You know, there comes a point where I have to decide whether, okay, I gotta say that alcohol might be hampering the performance here. I know the Olympics are going on, but I have a different set of standards. You can get as fucked up as you want on Dead Love's movies. What did you say?
Sunshine. I think I said Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah,
okay,
which is so close. Do you think, if you thought about it some more, you could say what the movie is actually called? Like, I would love if you actually told me the title. I would so love an actual title. It's something, you got Spotless Mind right.
Oh my God. Is it Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah!
Thank you, everybody! Thank you, good night.
We'll be back with more of Drunk Uncle.
This is not the liquor, it's the edibles.
All right.
And I also have to host two shows for Nick Stone tonight, goddammit.
Oh, no.
This is gonna be...
Yeah, you need like a spa
now. No, can I get one more Jameson shot?
No!
God bless you.
That's what I should have done during the break instead of throwing things. I should have done another dab.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all going to work out okay in the end. Taylor, it's your turn. You're going to your...
No. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh.
Wait, you're going Man's Chest?
It doesn't have a number, it's just like...
But it doesn't say Pirates of the Caribbean
2, Pirates of the Dead Man's Chest. Okay, all right, settle down.
Thanks for sticking up for me.
No number! No number! All right. Oh, right, I'm sorry. I forgot that actual prizes are on the line. Okay. Where are we at, Nick?
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Wait.
That's not a Dame Judi Dench
class? Yeah, which one?
No, who plays Catwoman?
That's, what's her name?
That's Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, that's who's annoying.
Yeah.
God. She is. We all know that.
Anne Hathaway is not in my wallet. Just a little, just throwing that out there. Although she would be a fun one to use this game. But do you have a guess, Nick, or an answer?
I mean, that was, I thought she was Keira Knightley.
That's what I thought.
I get very confused.
I finally worked that out. You know, Keira Knightley isn't annoying.
Yeah.
I like Anne Hathaway too, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't dated both of them.
Oh! I saw Keira Knightley once in New York. That's the whole story.
Oh, was this in 86?
Christmas of 86. You know, she was at a restaurant with outdoor tables, so she was just sitting there.
And Keira wasn't an android, and I know I've already asked that, but...
No, android doesn't have any actors to speak of, other than the voice of the android is Sam Rockwell. but yeah, Keira Knightley, Kate Winslet, Dench, or, wow, what a fun...
Jen Aniston.
Yeah, you know.
That's right, baby.
Your crutch, Jen Aniston. Or Jen Aniston. She's made 7,800 movies. Give or take thousands.
I'm just going to throw out Valentine's Day.
So close. So close.
I mean, is it everyone in that movie?
They are, but none of those four. What?
New Year's.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking.
What's the same movie?
Have you used your lifeline?
Yeah, I did.
You're out.
She's disappointed. I'm sorry.
Nick Thune is out, everybody.
I'm sorry.
He's got two shows later.
I know.
If you want to come back and enjoy. Yeah, but we'll talk to you also at the end.
Great.
And feel free to commentate on this exciting showdown between edibles and dabs are competing. I can't believe you're out first, Nick. That's really so weird.
The sober guy's out.
Shocker, yeah.
Yeah.
That was very shocking.
Makes sense to me.
Don't make me pitch you for performance-enhancing drugs. Who's up? Gordon. Oh, no, I got to say one, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say anything? Okay. I'm just going to say it now because I can't torture everybody with it anymore. Love Actually.
That's what I meant.
Keira Knightley is the girl in Love Actually.
Yeah.
That's the guy from Walking Dead. Andrew Lincoln shows up and shows her all those signs about how much he's in love with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally normal thing to do.
Yeah, with your best friend, her husband, sitting on the couch a few feet away. And I
want to know where he got all that poster board.
Just all of it. It was too much. Gordon?
I'm going to say Office Space for Jen Aniston.
Yes, you are. You devil, you.
Still in.
Wait, what season? What season was it in?
Yeah. Office Space? Season one.
It's a holiday.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Office Thanksgiving.
Yes, thanks. It's a sick old Duck Loves Movies crowd.
Thanks. Taylor.
I am going to say The Reader.
Yeah, that's Kate Winslet. That is Kate Winslet. Nominated for Best Actress for the role, I believe. Or snubbed. For going Kate Winslet, I can do one of those. I could say, what's his name? I can't think of his name. All right, change it up, Doug. See, that's what you gotta do when you're blanking on something. You just gotta move somewhere else. You just gotta be like, holy smokes, I gotta move on. That's a Kate Winslet movie. Holy smokes, I gotta move on.
It really is.
No, she's in a movie called Holy Smokes. Yeah. Gordon?
I agree with you, yes. I could keep going for my crush, Jen Aniston, but I want to kind of branch out. I'm going to take a chance. I want to say Men Who Stare at Goats, Dame Judi Dench.
Was she in that?
I think she was. Did someone look?
Okay, she's in it. She's in it, too.
God bless you.
Oh my God. Now we're getting in guesses now.
Well, I mean, you know, it sounds like they might be in it.
Is Judi Dench in Red? The movie Red?
That's Helen Mirren. You're the most ageist, sexist person I know.
Hey, old man. Can I go to my guy?
Have you?
No, not yet.
Oh, good. This is perfect. Because if you go to your person, because I was joking around. I don't think she's in Men Who Stare at Goats. There'd definitely be somebody screaming she's in it if she was in it. And
so you're telling me that the win is all on Basket Paul right now?
Yeah, because I'm gonna win, but I'm not really in it. So because I'm sitting over here ready to say Little Children, I'm ready to say Steve Jobs. But what would you like to suggest?
The breakup.
They already said the breakup.
Ooh, get him out of here, goddammit! Get him out! Drag him out of here!
Just do another one. Dumpling. Holy crap. Jennifer Aniston is in a movie called Dumpling.
It is. Dumpling.
Dumpling, yeah. We're the
guys, I won!
Jeez.
Oh my God! No chance.
You really pulled that out, dude. That was a weird answer. Because, Jennifer Aniston, holy shit, she's been in tons of movies. It's hard when you're up here. But thanks for giving it a good old college try. But I can't believe I'm saying this. Taylor Rizzo is our winner today.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, anytime I do this show, I have to remind them how bad I am. And this just feels so good.
Yeah, you don't have to. He doesn't have to remind me, but that's the fun thing, is anybody can win, and the person you're playing for, that was which one again?
Basket Paul.
Basket Paul.
The guy who fucked up, honestly.
Yeah, but you get to,
you're right.
You get to all this stuff. Just come up and grab it after the show's over. Nobody will yell at you. Thank you for being here. Hey, congratulations. Let's do some plugs, gentlemen, before we get out of here. Gordon Downs, where can people see you? Social media and all that?
Oh my God, I will be here. I have a monthly show here at the American Comedy Co. called Street Justice. It's the last Wednesday of every month. It's free. There's no drink minimum. You gotta just come in, hang out. Wednesday, August 25th, Street Justice Gangbang. One host, 15 comics, who can last? Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me.
All right, I don't approve of that title. We'll bleep it out. Taylor Rizzo, thank you for being here, Gordon. Taylor Rizzo.
Every Tuesday, Doug, myself, and Alicia Glass do a little show called Getting Doug with I. Only on patreon.com/gettingdoug. It's a good time, guys. And I got a bunch of stuff coming up. I'm going to have a weekly show in LA starting probably not next month because nobody's opening up. My podcast, What's Wrong With Me, is coming back next month as well. But follow my Instagram, at RizzoRizzo, for all the updates.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Taylor Rizzo. And Nick Thune has two shows here tonight, so if anybody feels like, go have dinner and come back, or you can eat here. There's so many options. What else is going on, Nick?
I'm going to be on a little bit of a tour that's confirmed for Austin, Texas on August 18th,
woo!
Davenport, Iowa on the 19th, Lincoln, Nebraska on the 21st, and then there's more dates being added.
NickThune.com, that's where you go. Thank you, NickThune. Is there anything else I want?
wanted to plug. Oh yeah, see you soon, San Antonio. Next Saturday is Doug Loves Movies, and then Indianapolis on August 28th. And one more time for all of my guests, Gordon Downs, Taylor Brisbane, Nick Coon. Thank you to American Comedy Company. Thanks for tweaking the sound during the show, getting it just right. And hope to come back here soon. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. It really is appreciated because I don't know where you went. I don't know how you did it. You must have taken the train, yeah, which is very smart, but also that was probably pretty crowded. So, well, thank you for cleaning up the stage, Taylor. Such a gentleman. Those other two jerks just wander off. Here he goes. As always, uh-oh, they're gonna do it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. I suppose if you and cowards makes him cocky, there's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.